It's a beautiful day. You can remain seated. I'm going to ask that Matt and Michaela, Tim and Tracy, and Seth and Hillary come join me, and my wife, come join me on the platform, and we're going to dedicate some babies to the Lord today. That's a blessing, huh? If you're visiting, first of all, let me welcome you. We're grateful that you're with us today. If you're watching online, we're grateful that you're here. We believe that the pattern of Jesus is an effective pattern for living in so many ways. And we read that Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple to be given to the Lord and to be dedicated to God. So these parents that have come today with their babies are doing that. That's why they're doing it. Today is a commitment from their parents. It's witnessed by the family and the church to say this baby comes from God, this baby belongs to God, and this baby goes back to God. Now we know God doesn't change the diapers. That's what parents do. That's some of what parents do. And so they're doing what they can to say, look, this baby, we want not only God's blessing on our child or children, and also it's a commitment to raise that child to follow Jesus Christ. You know, you can leave your child $1 billion, but if they don't know Jesus, they're absolutely a desperate situation. But you can have very little, but if you've got God, God can make up all the difference. Amen? Amen. How many of you here today say, I'm glad that I'm serving God, and my family's going to serve Him as well. Amen? Isn't that awesome? And so that's why we're doing this today. We'll dedicate the babies, and then my wife will pray for the parents. And you have to watch my wife. She always wants to steal the babies from parents and from me. So you just kind of have to keep an eye on her. How are you? You're good? Hey, buddy. Come up here. You're looking pretty sharp, dude. Wow. Looking good. Good job. Is that a clip-on tie? It is? It looks perfect. Good job clipping on your tie today. You look great. I'm waiting for that camera to come up on the screen. If it will, I will get started. And if it won't, it will be the same result. I'll be starting. All right. Okay, so let me ask. We want to find out the eldest baby. Who is the old? How old are the twins? 2 months. A month and a half. 6 months. Let's start. Let's start with Austin. Honey, would you hold the mic? Not the baby, the mic. I don't have. All right. Oh. Beautiful. Beautiful. Those baby cheeks. They said I'd grow out of mine. I never did, so I don't know. Lord, we anoint Austin today. We thank you so much for her precious life, a beautiful little girl that you've given to some fantastic parents and family. And God, today, we as a church family join our faith with mom and dad and the family and say today, right here, January 2018, that Austin belongs to you. Praise God. Lord, we look at a miracle. We look at the handiwork of heaven. God, we observe this beautiful little girl. What potential. What a life that you have given. And we just are humbled before heaven today. And thank you, God, that you're the giver of all life. Now we pray your blessing upon her. We pray, God, that every day of her life is ordered and designed by you. God, she's precious. So we pray a hedge of protection, a barrier of blessings all around her life, and Jesus Christ be the Lord over her life as well. And we expect, Lord, when she reaches the age of understanding, she'll have seen and heard such a clear demonstration of the gospel that she'll do as her parents have done. She will accept you as her Lord and Savior. Lord, we thank you for her, for health, for strength, for every day of her life. In Jesus' name, she is blessed. And let the church say amen. 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 All right.
Whoa, 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 look at that. Hey, over here, honey. All right. I can dedicate babies right-handed and left-handed. I'm good at it. This is Nason. Nason's checking everything out. He wants to make sure the lighting is right. He wants to make sure the sound is correct. Isn't he handsome? Look at that bow tie. Yeah, handsome dude. Huh? Lord, we dedicate Nason to you today. We thank you for not only his origination, and it's from you, but we thank you for his destination. And God, that's a plan and a purpose, not only on earth, but in heaven as well. And God, we give him to you. Lord, Seth and Hillary have come to say, we don't want to do this alone. We want to put our son into the hands of a big God. And God, we know that you're stronger than anything that we face in life. And this little boy is going to grow into be a young man and a strong man. And God, many talents and gifts that you've placed within his DNA physically. But there are gifts that you've given to him spiritually as well. And mom and dad and the family and this church wants to see those gifts come out of him and be used for your glory and for the benefit of family and of friends and people that he comes into contact with. So we thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon his life. It has been, but it added to that is the dedication that we give Nason to you today. We pray that your hand be upon his life. I pray that he be physically strong, spiritually in tune. I pray, God, every area of his life is blessed and strengthened by his relationship with you. In Jesus' name, everyone said amen.
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 You want him?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Babies say, I'm in the pastor's hand. I don't need the pacifier anymore. You're free. Can you get a look at her there? Lord, we anoint Nora's brow today. We thank you for her so much. Lord, if mom and dad were offered $1 billion, they wouldn't take it. They wouldn't consider it. God, of all the possessions that we could have, our children are the most valuable. And God, I hold within my hands, God, a soul. And you said all the wealth of the world would never even equal the worth of Nora's life. And so, God, we pray your great blessing upon her. I pray that your hand would bring her health and strength. I pray, God, that not one day will she live not knowing that your hand is upon her. And I pray, God, that you'll strengthen faith. Lord, as she grows physically, let her be strong. Lord, let her be strong in her education and in her learning. Every relationship, God, I pray that you'll guard and protect her. And God, we know that you have a plan for her. And her life will be blessed as she serves you. And so we give her to you today in Jesus' name. Amen. How about a good amen from the church? We got some sharp-dressed kids around here, don't we? Some of you parents need to step it up a little bit. Look how well they dressed for church today. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. All right, honey, come on over. You're not done yet. Can you see Clayton? He's got more hair than Monty. Already. Praise God. Aren't you glad for these babies? Lord, we anoint Clayton today. God, he steps into a heritage, a spiritual heritage of faith. Lord, a heritage, Lord, of blessing. And we thank you for him. God, you had to coordinate so many different events. God, if we were able to see from your point of view
all of the connections that took place for Clayton to come to be. God, we'd have to step back and say, there is a God in heaven. And we'd have to know that not only are you involved in our coming into the earth, but you're involved in our days on the earth. And so, God, we join our faith with mom and dad today, and we dedicate Clayton to you. God, I can think of no better hands to be in than in yours. God, we use our hands of clay, but we put our children into your mighty eternal hands. And so, God, we pray the blessing of heaven upon his life. God, the advantage of the blessing outweighs every disadvantage in life. And so, God, I pray that you'll be the difference maker for her, for him. I pray that Clayton becomes a difference maker as well. Make his life impacting, impacting by faith, impacting by relationships. And I pray that you'll set angels all about him to protect him all the days of his life. He'll be well physically. He'll be well in every area of his life. We claim his life for you, to serve you, and to be a blessing and to be blessed. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen.
Would you all stand with us while we pray for these families, that the Lord will bless them? How many believe in this day we need some lights in darkness? Amen. So if you would just raise your hand, we're going to pray over these families that they'll be strong and powerful. God, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you for Seth and Hillary. We just thank you that you are going to bless them, that you are with them, that this home will be strong. I thank you for these two little miracles, and I pray in the name of Jesus that this family will always be a light, that you'll meet every need, that you'll bless them, that you'll put boundaries of protection around their house. God, we pray, Lord, for Matt and Michaela. I pray in the name of Jesus that this home will be blessed. This home will be a safe place for their children. I pray in the name of Jesus that you help them and direct them with every decision that they make. Let them sense a presence in their house of you and your Holy Spirit. God, we just thank you, Lord, for Tim and Tracy, God. I just thank you for this home. I pray, Lord, that you bless them, that you anoint them, and that you help them. I pray, Lord, that you give them direction as parents, that they'll actually hear your voice and they'll follow it. I just pray today, Lord, I pray for Tim's body. What a day to be healed on his daughter's dedication. I pray in the name of Jesus that you bless him and give him strength. The pain be gone. I just thank you for the plans that you have for this home, and it is good. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Do this today. Anybody? Thank you. God bless you guys. Really proud of you. God bless you guys. Amen. Let's let these families know we love them one more time. So proud of them. Wonderful. Aren't they handsome? Handsome. What a blessing. We have so much to give God thanks for today, don't we? Let's give thanks to God right now, if you would, all over this place. Lord, we give you thanks for your blessing on our lives. God, we give you thanks for a beautiful day. Thank you for this is the day that you have made. You've already got great things in store for those who come in faith. And Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that you're going to be lifted up in this service today. God, we're not looking to be... this is the thing that we want to happen, that you be lifted up. And if you're lifted up, if you're praised, if you're edified, if you're exalted, then God, there's no telling what will happen today. It'll be fantastic. And we give you thanks in advance. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Come on, let's worship together.
Let's put our hands together like this.
Hey, 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 hey. Oh yes. Hey,
put our trust in your name, Jesus. Able to save and deliver us. See this? Hey. We put our hope in the name, Jesus. Oh, blessing, blessing and honor, glory and power unto our God. Forever and ever, all of the honor, all of the praise is yours. Hey. Yours forever.
Come on, church. I've got range today.
I will sing forever of your love. Come down with my hands to heaven, shout his praises loud. I was lost in darkness when you pulled me out. I will sing forever of your love. Come down and whoa. Once was blind, I could not see, but the chains of sin had shackled me. But God in heaven, he heard my plea, and Jesus, Jesus rescued me. Jesus, Jesus rescued me. And I will sing forever of your love. Come down and with my hands to heaven, shout his praises. Sing forever of your love, come down. And whoa. That grace so sweet, it floods my soul, and hope eternal won't let go. My daddy raced at Calvary, Jesus, Jesus rescued me. Jesus, Jesus, come on, church. And I will sing forever of your love. Come down and with my hands to heaven, shout his praises loud. Hey, lost in darkness when you pull me out. I will sing forever of your love. Come down and now there's a home beyond the sky, and a song we'll sing for all of time. The grave is empty and I am free, 'cause Jesus, Jesus. Are you happy for that this morning? Jesus, Jesus rescued me. Come on. I will sing for
in the valley, that God is always
fall. You remain Lord of all. I run to me when I call. What a Savior. You alone freely give, so that all may truly live. Every good and perfect gift comes from heaven.
God is always good.
Yes, God is always good.
I believe He's good now.
Yes, God is
He's always good.
Always good. What I see on the mountain.
We see it in the valley.
To focus on the trial, on the issue or the problem, that we forget we have the Almighty God fighting by our side. It's so easy to focus on the negative, the pain, the struggle, the fire, that we forget who our God is. When we forget this, we become fearful and begin to worry. And instead of walking on the water, instead of walking in the supernatural, we stay in the boat and miss out on our potential. But what is worry? Worry is believing that God can't do it, that He can't deliver on His promises. Do we realize what a great God we serve? Have we forgotten that faith and fear cannot coexist? Can you even believe how powerful our God is, how strong He is, how great He is? The great shepherd that led me through a difficult time is the great shepherd that can lead you through yours. Sorry. The same God that led the Israelites through the Red Sea is the same God that led me through what was an impossible situation. The same God that helped David slay a giant is the same God that will help you slay yours. Not just most times, not just sometimes. He will help you 70, 85, 95, not just 99.99% of the time. He is fighting for you all of the time. The great shepherd will lead us. He will take us through a valley because it's not our final destination. We will not dwell there. We must follow the shepherd and choose to move forward. And when we reach that mountaintop, we will sit at the table with our enemies and our non-believers, and we will watch our cups runneth over with God's blessings. And we will taste and see that the Lord is good, because God is always good.
Because God is always good, yeah. God is always good. What I've seen on the mountain, I've seen in the valley, that God is.
Come on, let's lift him up today. One more time. He's always good.
Hey, God is always.
Somebody say, wow. You know, you can tell the difference between a church that does not understand that God is good and a church that really understands that God is good. And I'll tell you, there's no mistaking it today that this is a church. Every single person, I could just say, you can tell that this is a church that understands that God is good. And I believe God should get a little more glory tonight, this morning. That was absolutely phenomenal. You know, that spoken word, that's not just something we take off of a hymnal somewhere or take off of like some, that is something authentic and real that we get to have shared with us. And I'll tell you, that was powerful this morning. It just started to move me so much. And, you know, I like to get up here and shout, but sometimes the presence of God is just so strong. It can kind of leave you speechless, which is something said for me because I'm never speechless. I always have something to say, but wow. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a wow moment. There's nothing, you know, sometimes we get just so stuck on all these huge moments and just, it's okay to have a wow moment every now and again. If you're watching online, I don't know what it's like to be watching online right now, if you can sense the wow moment that's in this place, but if you don't experience a wow moment in your seat right now, you should get to this church live, because it's not the same as watching live on the internet. There's just something, when you have a bunch of people that understand the goodness of God, listen, Heather understands the goodness of God. I think sometimes you have to go through something to really understand how good God really is. And we're not a church of perfect people. We're not a church full of people that have just had it perfect their entire life. And I think that's probably why we understand how good God is. And so let's just lift our hands in a wow moment one more time this morning and give God glory. Don't miss it. When we get a revelation of how good God is, it will affect the way we approach people. It will affect the way we approach church. It will affect the way we approach God. If you don't understand that God is good, you won't approach Him the right way. If you don't understand that God is good, you won't approach others the right way. You won't even approach church the right way. But Lord, we thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. Yes. Amen. I think, just have a seat. I thought I was going to tell you to go shake about 12 people's hands. We're already friendly enough. But I do want to welcome all of our online guests. Thank you so much for joining us this awesome morning. And maybe you're a guest here today and visiting us at church. And I just want to welcome you. Would you all welcome our guests this morning? If you don't know who I am, I'm Vinny. I'm one of the pastors here. And I'm just so thrilled that you're here to visit us. If you are our guest, there is a card in front of you called a contact card. If you'll take that out, fill it out, and put it in the bucket during offering, that would be awesome. We'd appreciate that so much to be able to keep you informed with all that's going on around here. And it's good to stay connected. It's good to be connected to a good church. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Just a few announcements here this morning. Somebody say February 4th. On February 4th, we're going to have our annual business meeting right after the morning service. We're going to actually go and have lunch together. We are Pentecostal. We believe in eating together and having fellowship. And so we're going to do that together, and it's going to be fun. Right after we eat, we're going to come back for our business meeting. There will be Kids on the Move available for anybody that needs that during the business meeting. So come see us on February 4th for that. Stay for that lunch and stay for that business meeting. There will be no evening service that Sunday. And then somebody say February 7th. February 7th is going to be our first Wednesday service. It's going to be the most incredible first Wednesday service of February. It's going to be the only first Wednesday service of February. It's going to be a great, great evening. Come here at 7 o'clock ready to have an encounter with God. Don't just come to have church. Come ready to have an encounter with God. And it's going to be phenomenal. There is Kids on the Move that Wednesday night out in the Epic Center. And then our Ignite students and our Soulfire students will have a combined service out in the Fellowship Hall. And that is going to be amazing. I heard great things about the last service. It's going to be a phenomenal service as they combine their forces and do that. And then finally, February 11th. Somebody say February 11th. I do that just to make sure you're paying attention and you're following. You're doing good this morning. February 11th is going to be our Better Together service. And once again, we will have Kids on the Move that evening. We want you to be able to spend time together and not have to focus on the little ones. So we're providing childcare that evening for you. So come for our Better Together service. Every single Better Together service we've had has been phenomenal. And there's actually great testimonies of what God's doing in those services. It's just an awesome focus to help improve. I don't know about you, but I want to improve my marriage. And I have a pretty amazing marriage. I think I have the best marriage in the world, yet I still want to improve my marriage. And so, not because I'm on staff, but I'm going to be here for that reason, because it will benefit me. And then right after that, we're going to have hot chocolate and cookies. Come on, folks. If there's no other reason to come, if you don't care about your marriage, at least care about the hot chocolate and cookies. Hot chocolate and cookies for everybody that comes. So thank you so much for listening to our announcements. Hope that you guys really stay tuned. Follow us on social media, C Church 11A. To stay in contact, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. That will allow you to keep up to date on everything that's happening around here. And so, ushers, if you'd please come forward, that would be fantastic. So as the ushers are coming forward, there's a couple things that I want to bring up when it comes to tithes and offering this morning. I think it was Sky. I was talking to Sky. And during this time of fasting and prayer, you know what the Lord's really put on my heart? To give more. Now, I was taking a look at what I gave last year, and great, but when I saw that number, something inside of me, and it's a God thing, because I don't think the devil would put this inside my heart. I looked at that, and I determined I want to give more. I give plenty of time, I give plenty of prayer, I give plenty of effort, but you know what? Financially, I want to invest more into the kingdom of God. And on Thursday, something phenomenal happened. On Thursday, the Lord really spoke to me in that John reading about how when we fast and pray, it can really open up doors to people getting saved. Well, unbeknownst to me, when I started in the service on Thursday night for Elevate, I look and in the audience was this guy who I'd been, that in the past I'd fasted and prayed for, that multiple people had fasted and prayed for. And I, look, this is the last person you would think would get saved, but on Thursday night, this person gave their heart to Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, fasting and prayer has results. Also, giving has results. We would never have an Elevate service out there if there wasn't a faithful church able to give to this church ministry. Also, I have to throw this in there. I didn't intend on sharing it, but what more do we really have to say about tithes and offering than all of the children that were up here this morning? I mean, when we give, we're setting the example for the next generation. You know, the idea of it's better to give than to receive is true as it has ever been. And when we give, we teach our kids and we pour into that next generation. I don't think there's too many churches, sorry for the squeal there, but I don't think there's too many churches that have that many kids in their nursery, let alone that many kids just getting dedicated on a Sunday morning. I'm telling you, God is doing some good things around here, and every single one of you in this audience this morning is a part of that. Every single one of you that give into the offering, that sow seed into the ministry of this church, you're a part of it. And God's going to bless it in Jesus' name. So pray with me while we pray for the offering this morning. Father, we thank you for a faithful church. We thank you for a church that knows you're good. We thank you, Lord God, that you take every bit of resource that we have and you multiply it, you use it, and you do good things with it, Father. We thank you that not one cent is wasted when we give to you, Father, but you expand it and make it go further. So, Father, we're just thankful for you today. And out of our thankfulness, Lord, we're cheerful givers in Jesus' name. Everybody shout, amen.
We're going to do one more song before Pastor Ward comes and preaches. It's very simple. And I don't think we can underestimate the power worship has. When we really give everything we've got to praise, God fights our battles. You know anything from all the victories in the Old Testament, we find that the Israelites were usually outgunned and outnumbered, but God always fought their battles when they were worshiping Him. So this is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. Oh, we praise. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Oh, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Well, this is how I fight my battles. Hey, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battle. Oh, it is. This is how I fight my battle. Oh, we've come to win today.
This is how I fight.
Oh,
my
it's how we fight our battle.
This is how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my battles. It may seem like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Hey. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded. Oh, yes. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Come on, everybody.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
We've come with praise in our hearts, praise on our shoulders today.
This is how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my battles.
Come on, testify. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Oh, I'm surrounded, Lord.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Well, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
Oh, the Lord is good.
This is how I fight my battles.
By lifting Him up above our situations, above the battle, He will fight the battle. Oh, and He will win the battle. Come on, shout it out.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm
surrounded by you. Oh, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded, surrounded, surrounded. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles.
Oh, yes, it is.
This is how I fight my battles.
Oh, we fight the battle.
This is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles.
Oh, we're going to change it up a little bit. Sing like this.
This is how I win my battle. This is how I win my battle. This is how I win my battle. This is how I win my battle.
Oh, yeah.
This is how I win my battle.
This is how we win.
I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded.
I'm so surrounded.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Oh, yeah. It may look on every side, but I'm surrounded
by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded.
This is how we win.
This is how we win our battles. This is how we win our battles. This is how we win our battles.
Oh, more than a conqueror today.
This is how we win our battles. This is how we win our battles. This is how we win our battles. This is how we win our battles.
This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles.
This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles.
Oh, it's how we fight
our battles.
It's how we fight our battles.
This is how we fight our battles.
Oh, we fight our battles.
This is how we fight our battles.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, oh, it may look like I'm surrounded, oh, it may look like I'm surrounded, I'm surrounded by you, yes, oh God. It may look like I'm surrounded, hallelujah.
Come on, if you feel that way, I want you to begin to say, Lord, open my eyes. Just put your hands on your eyes and say, Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes today. Open my eyes that I might see that those who are for us are greater than those who are against us. There is no count to how much is on our side. This is how we fight. We lift him up and we just begin to declare. It may look like it's all against me, but it's all for me today. Oh, it may look
like I'm surrounded. I'm surrounded. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
Oh, we've come to fight.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
Oh,
this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
Oh, we worship. Come on, lift him up. This is how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
Oh, it's how we fight our
battles.
Oh, there's power in your praise today. Oh, yeah.
It may look like I'm surrounded.
Surrounded
by you.
Always surrounded by you.
Jesus,
fight my battles. Jesus will fight my battles.
Oh yeah.
Jesus will fight my battles.
He will.
Jesus will fight my battles.
He's gonna fight.
Jesus will fight my battles. Jesus will fight my battles.
Oh, Jesus
will fight my battles. Jesus will fight my battles.
Sing it.
Jesus has won my battles.
Yeah.
Jesus has won my battle.
He's won it already.
Jesus has won my battles.
And Jesus has won my battle.
It may look like I'm surrounded. I'm surrounded by you.
Oh, yeah.
It may look like I'm surrounded.
Come on, let's lift up our voice and praise Him for a minute. Come on. God is in this meeting today. I said God is in this meeting today. Hallelujah, Lord. Whether you're standing or seated, you need to understand that whatever has come into your life is never bigger than the God that's come into your life. Now, some of you are raised in puppet church. You've got to be told what to do in every part of the service. But there are some people that just know that you don't need my permission to enter in. There comes a meeting where you just say, I'm going after God with prayer. I'm going after God with praise. I'm going after God because I believe that what I'm going through is not bigger than the God that's going with me. Hallelujah. There's a scripture. So you can stand, sit, however. God can find you wherever you're positioned physically. But if you just hang with me, I'm not preaching. I'm going to be ministering in just a second. Let God have His way in this meeting today. Amen? Amen. Amen. If this makes you nervous, there's a starchy church you can go back to next week. The Bible says that there was a moment that a man of God and the assistant were in a valley, and an entire enemy army came to destroy him. The servant woke up in the morning in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15. Early in the morning, a servant of the holy man got up and went out in surprise. Horses and chariots were surrounding the city. Literal problems. We can sometimes act like our problems aren't literal. But how many understand there are some literal sicknesses? There are literal bills. There are literal attacks. There are literal bondages. But I need you to hear me today. He's a God that does literal miracles. He does literal healing. And He does literal deliverance. Come on, somebody. He's a God that does spiritual and natural things. And if your God only does one or the other, He's too small. But I'm going to tell you, my God is bigger than anything that is surrounding my life and your life as well. And so the young man gets up and he has an accurate assessment of what's facing him. An accurate diagnosis. Sometimes we stick our head in the sand and we want to ignore it till it goes away. I'm going to tell you, there's nothing wrong with assessing the problem. There's nothing wrong with diagnosing the difficulty. But there is something wrong when all you can see is the problem. And when all you can see is the difficulty, then you're doomed. But thank God there was an older spiritual person in his life.
Yep.
And I want to tell you today, if you're struggling with just focusing on the problem, it's all right. We're not going to condemn you, but I'm going to tell you, there's probably somebody around you standing or seated that says, I've been through the battle and I found out that you can see the problem, but there's something else you got to see. You need to see the Lord. And that's what happened. Surprise. And the horses, and the young man went to the minister and said, Master, what are we going to do? He said, don't worry about it. There are more on our side than there are on their side. And the young man is like, that's nice, good preaching, but I still count a whole lot of people against us. And Elisha prayed. For 14 days, this church has been fasting and praying and seeking God. And I'm going to tell you, the church has prayed, and this is what I pray will happen, not all the way even through our fast. Elisha prayed, "Oh God, open his eyes and let him see." See, winning the battle is being able to see the problem but look for the solution. Amen? And the eyes of the young man were opened, and he saw. What a wonder. The whole mountainside was full of horses and chariots of fire surrounding Elisha. The Bible says that that spiritual army went and attacked the enemy of the man of God and his assistant, and they won the battle. The point, ladies and gentlemen, today is this. There is more to what's going on than what you can see right now. How about a good amen? I said there's more to what is going on in your life than your physical eyes can see. Your calculator, your calendar has made all of its assumptions. But I'm here to tell you today that whatever is against you is smaller than the God that is for you. He'll fight your battles. He'll move in your situation. And whatever is impossible to you is not impossible to your faith. Come on, hallelujah to God today. Woo. That's my sermon. But here's the message. I need you to get a vision that though you feel surrounded with sickness, debt, stress, worry, trouble, distraction, dysfunction, and depression, and we're not going to doubt or dismiss the fact that you're surrounded with it, but we want to ask you to do is lift your eyes up and see you are also surrounded, but you're surrounded with a God who is absolutely able to do absolutely anything for absolutely anybody and at absolutely any time. In other words, you got to put more faith in God than you do the bill. You got to put more faith in God than dead religion. You got to put more faith in God than your past. My God is bigger. He is stronger, and he's going to win every battle he's invited into. So I'm going to ask every person to get up on your feet and begin to sing with us. Lift up your voice. This is how I win my battles. Sing it.
This is how I win my battles. This is how I win my battle.
Come on.
This is how we win this battle. This is how we win this battle.
Oh, this is how I win my battle. This is how I win my battle. Yes, it's how I win my battle.
Come on, get ready, get ready. Get ready. God's going to do something today in this meeting.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Come on, someone.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by
God Almighty. Let God
by
meet
you.
This place. Let God answer your prayer. Let God meet your need. Let God
install
something that's going to change this year for you for the rest of the year.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded.
Come on, he's alive today. Worship him like he is. Come on, he's alive today. Worship him like he is. Why don't you respond to a God that's alive? Respond to a God that does
fight.
Oh, it's how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. By you,
so surround, so
look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
Come on, do it.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how we win our battles. This is how we win our battle.
Amen. This is how I'm tired of fighting. I'm starting to win it.
This is how we win our battles. This is how we win.
Come on, make a statement of faith.
This is how we win our battles. This is how we win our battles. This is how we win.
We come to God in prayer. We come to God in fasting. We come to God in faith. We come come to God in hope. We come to God together. We come to God expecting. That's how we win. We come to God through Christ. We come to God with victory. We come to God with confession. We don't quit. We fight. This is how we win our battles. This is how we win our battles. This is how we win our battles.
This is how
this is how we win our battles. Jesus fights our battles.
Jesus fights our battles.
Come on.
Jesus will fight my battles.
Come on. You're not alone.
Jesus will fight.
I said there's a God in heaven who looks low and reaches far.
He will fight.
Come on. Jesus will fight my battles. Jesus will fight my battles.
I know he'll fight.
Jesus will fight your battle. Said Jesus will fight your battle. One more time. Jesus will fight my battle. Jesus will fight our battle.
I said Jesus will fight my battle.
Thank God.
Jesus will fight my battle.
I want every person that's got a circumstance that is surrounding them to quickly get out away from your seat and stand across this altar. Some have already moved. They're not needing to be. They know how church works. But come forward. Let God heal your body. Lord, touch Josh's leg today and bring healing. Now stand shoulder to shoulder. I'll need the hospitality team to come help me to get everybody lined up. Come on, hospitality team. Help me get the people lined up shoulder to shoulder. Don't stand. In other words, if there's somebody in front of your nose, move. 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 Make sure. And if we'll have need for two lines. So the hospitality team will come and help me get two lines put together. And we're going to believe God. Amen. How many are all right with God just taking care of some stuff? I mean, that's too weak. How many understand you're a part of a church that serves a living God? That's better. See, I need you to understand, if we really serve and worship a God that we say we do, then we got to understand he's the one who leads. And when he says, I'm going to break in a situation, I'm going to destroy what the devil's trying to do, why would we ever want to harm it with getting nervous in the service? See, I'm convinced there's a lot of people, they can't handle a living God. So they find a church would make them think that God's not alive. But I'm afraid you come to a church that believes Jesus is alive. He was buried, but he rose again. Amen? All right, now we clear that. Sometimes you got to clear doubt out of a meeting. You got to clear doubt out of a meeting, because I don't think there's a lot, but that temptation to let doubt come in, you just got to eradicate that and just say, Jesus is God and I'm not. Secondly, I look across this altar and I see some people with some significant things that have surrounded their lives. And they've responded by faith today, and they're believing that God is going to begin to move and change situations for them. And so we're going to respond today. Going through the motions doesn't get a miracle. Following the voice of God does. And I want all the board members and their spouses, I want all of the volunteer team and people who know how to pray. The hospitality team done a great job. There's rows here, just like corn. Rows of corn ready for harvest today, and that God's going to touch every person. Come on, board members, if you would please. Prayer team, volunteers, come on, church people, altar workers, come and begin to walk amongst here. Walk amongst here. If you're not a part of them and you don't need prayer, just begin to pray from your seat and ask God. But there are people here, I need you to understand, let's not take it lightly. There are people here that this is an appointed day, that if this did not happen, we do not know that a good result would happen in somebody's life. But there are young men and women here. There are parents here. There are grandparents here. Our church family needs prayer. Come on, church family, help me. Come on, church family. Maybe I've made it. Just church family, come and help me pray. Come out of the balcony. Come out of your seats and help me begin to pray together. These folks are going to minister in song. Let's just let God do what he said he would do. Go ahead, lead us.
This is how I fight my battle. This is how I find my
come on,
battle.
We're expecting the things to change. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. We're expecting
this
things
is
to
how
change.
I find my battle.
Oh God. Jesus.
This is how I find my battle.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
This
is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how we fight our battles.
Touch me. This is the day. This is the day.
This is how we fight our battles.
This is the day for healing. This is a day for deliverance. It's a day for strength.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. Oh, this is how we fight our battles.
This is how we fight our battles.
Oh, the wind is already there.
This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles.
Praise God.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Come on, there's nothing impossible for God. There's nothing impossible for God. There's nothing too hard for your faith. You've got the faith that you need. Let God respond to it today. In Jesus' name.
This is how we fight.
Let God do it today.
This is how we fight.